Kol minei simchas. So in other words, so the chiyuv, the halacha of shalmei simcha is a chiyuv l'smoach b'achilas basa. But there's no chiyuv of havos shalmei simcha. But there still is a halacha that the zvicha must be b'shas achila, b'shas simcha. Why?
What?
The zvicha.
Zvicha.
You can't do the zvicha ma'ariv yantif.
Ram have that?
You
say the Havoi is also different from
the... So the Havoi, I understand, is no Chivavoi, is the Chivavoi of Simchas Rechila. So Ram says, and you were Sameach Rechila. So it's fine. So the only question is, why is there Xeris HaKasav that he can only eat it? It's only valid as Shalmei Simcha if the Shechit is the place B'Shas Achila.
Can you do Rambam?
Yeah, good. So the Rambam Perek Bezim Chagiga Halacha Yiralf Paskins that you don't need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. So the Rambam is very consistent. There's no Chiv Havoah, there's no Chiv Havoah. The Chiv is to be ochel and sameach, and he was ochel and sameach, so there's no problem. But there was a time that held that it must be, the zvicha must be b'shas achila.
B'shas simcha.
Simcha, right.
Right. I mean, that should also presumably hold this bam nachol also. Doesn't need to be bam nachol.
No.
It's not even
continued. No. So we're doing the Gemara. I just want to put on that. I am base. Amar Olam Rabbi Loza. Shlomim sheshachton me'erev yantif. Eina yotzeh behen lo mishum simcha, lo mishum chagiga. Mishum simcha duchsev azvacht v'samachta. Ba'in izvicha b'sha simcha. Yes. I would say that it's not Allah in Avodah. Because if it's halacha and avodah, you're getting back to the idea that havah.
Right.
But I would say v'zavachto v'yachalto, that's the limud. V'zavachto v'yachalto, is that the limud?
Yes.
Yeah. So it means that the heterachim should be, it's halacha in the heterachil of shchita, because shchita is matter the basa b'achila. So it's not halacha in the kachim and the havah, but it's halacha in the hechsher basar that shechita brings about. So therefore, since it's halacha and achila, so the heter achila has to be tied to it. You know what I mean? It's not halacha. Once you start going into with the halacha of hakrava, of shchita, avoda, then you're getting caught again with the whole problem of b'man achava. But the thing is that he's learning it, it's a different limud. The limud is that what is the kiyum is achila. So the heter achila of shchita must be tied to the achila. It's not Pateras Kachin, it's Pateras Achila. That would be good. Okay. Yeah. In other words, the halacha is, the simcha is being mati the basar and achila se basar. But we don't pass. The Ram doesn't pass in that way. Okay. So that's number one. Now what's the other one? Chagiga you did when?
Chagiga, when did he actually do this
chagiga?
That's the question, right?
Erev. Because the member states
Shlomim
Sheshachtan Me'erev Yantif. So why are you Yotze Chagiga?
That's our
guess. Right. It's a Davar Shebechova.
This is the Chagiga of Yantif, right?
Of Yantif. So that's a problem.
Problem
is It has nothing to do with Erev Yontif.
How do you bring Erev Yontif?
Yeah, I mean, why can't you bring it Erev Yontif? It's only if it's Bar Menachah Chulin and you brought it Erev Yontif, so it should be good. It doesn't say.
It's a Shlomim. I mean, who cares that it's
It says Shlomim.
Wasn't the question?
So it says Shlomim. Let me just get some four things. Shlomim Sheshachton Erev Yontif. So you had Shlomim, and you did Shchit on them Erev Yontif. So it's what? So it can't be Chagiga because it's in a Bo element of Chulin. And this was already Mugdish for Shlomim. So what's it got to do with Erev Yontif?
Right? Yeah,
right. Those are different gears. So Tosfos tackles that problem. What's it got to do with Erev Yontif? It's a general, even on Yontif, it's not good.
Right.
Okay, so what does Tosfos say? And even if it wasn't Shlomo,
right,
he was Makdashit Kulo for Chagiga. Go ahead.
What does that mean? What's the problem if you shafted the Shemchiyus as well? What's the problem?
He shafted early.
Oh, on Erev Yontif.
Right. The Eve Shem Shlomo and the Alma in Yotz Mishul Chagiga for the Shachton Yontif.
Right, because if you're going to say that it was really Shlomim, so then even in Yantav is no good. So you must say Shlomim here doesn't mean Stam Shlomim, but it means he shechted it L'shem Chagiga. And Chagiga is calling Chagiga Shlomim. So what's wrong with it? So what's wrong? So it's Bo Menachulin, so what's the problem? Okay, so that Taisa tries to explain. Go ahead.
The whole Rabbi Davish of Bechova of Ein Abal and Achulin should start like Yisha on the Shemkach Svaru she Yishcha Nami B'shasa Re'uya L'chagiga
B'shua Re'u L'chagiga. Okay. Yeah, so what's Tosfos answer? Yeah, so Tosfos says that since it's Ein Abal and Achulin, so it's a Svaru that you can't shecht it Shelo B'zmano. Why? Well, what's one thing I can do? That's the difficulty in Tosfos. What exactly is this about?
You mean you would think he's saying that there's a problem to taking something from yours and bringing it to as a chovas?
No, I think we have to look at the Lashon of Tosfos. What do you have to underline here? You see what he says? It says, according to, he just said, David Davashe Bechova. Vavi Dover Shebechova, he didn't have to say Veina Bo Elam and Achulin. And he didn't have to say Shetzarach like Dishem L'Shem Kach. He just should have said, the whole Vavi Dover Shebechova, Svaru Shi Shachto B'Shah Asari L'Chagiga, that's it. But I'm saying, Tosfos is saying something different. What he's saying is that since it's a Dover Shebechova, so and it's ain't a bo element achulin, which means what? Shetzarach lagdishem l'shem kach. He has to be magdishit l'shem chagiga.
Right.
So Tosfos says, in other words, the kviyas l'shem chagiga is the essence. So Tosfos says, if it's not in this man, it lacks in the kviyas. That you want to be koveya through dibur alone. No, you can't. It's not mistaver that before yontif, just because you say l'shem chagiga alone, that's enough to be magdish, to be considered that you're being magdishit l'shem yontif. It must be bizman yontif also. And the zman yontif and the amira l'shem chag combine to make it a full-fledged L'Shem Chagiga. A full-fledged Shem Chagiga in the carpet.
So you're saying the Magdash alone is not enough?
That's exactly right.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Not Mustavar. what you're lacking if it's not... in other words, you're lacking the ambiance. You're lacking the entity.
Right.
the entity. The entity that's
elevating from
you're being makdish at l'shem yantav, but it's not yantav.
You don't have to be makdish on
yantav.
Right?
No. You have to shechter on yantav.
That completes the same.
Because you have to shechter on yantav, and it has to be bar menacholin, so you have to really designate it l'shem chagigas yantav. So Taisha says, if you don't have a yantif, it's not here yet, it lacks in the designation of l'shem chagiga. That's what Taisha says. Since it, from its inception, it requires a complete designation, l'shem chamisha also, mistafa is that you can't do that action unless you're in the environment of yantif. Unless the yantif is a reality. Yantif's not a reality, it's nice talk, but there's no reality there of yantif.
You mean whereas the Shalme Simcha doesn't require any kind of designation because it's already designated.
Exactly. It requires achila.
That's why he has a problem with achila.
That's right. That's why the Rambam, that's why it's machlokes. The Rambam says you can do it from every yantif, it's fine. Not like this member. But he holds, we wanted to say, because it's Allah and Achilo, so he holds that you need the matter of Shechita should be on Yantif, not the Avodah. That's what I think it means.
I mean, you need the matzah shechita on yantav because it's really part of the kiyum mitzvasa, because it's kiyum zachila.
That's right.
So that's why you need it.
Exactly.
As opposed to the kachrim, which is the menachova,
is avoda.
Right.
Is avoda and designation.
Whatever the real kiyum is, that has to be, his full expression has to be on yantav.
Okay. Right. That's right.
What about Shavuos?
That's right. What?
Shavuos has tashlum kol sheva. Even after
Yom Kippur. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara. Daf Ayin Aleph Amanaf. Lim Mesei Eileva Yisach Samech is an extra pasuk. The Rabbos Lele Yom Tov Achron L'Simcha. So Rashi says, Bein Simcha L'Bachila Shlomo V'Yom Tov Achron Gufei Lo Dotrezim Nishivas Yom Ksiv Gavei Simcha. Get appreciated. So Mamela Imich meaning. Because you have Shivas, so it means only Shivas. So it's a much meaning, but what about Leil Shmini? Leil Shmini is going to be another day. It won't be Shivas.
Right.
How does Ach Samech include Leil Shmini when you can only have Shvi, Shivas? So you can't have more than Shivas. But Leil Shmini, you have Shmini. Yes, so the shot in the Gemara is, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that ain zvicha el b'shas achila for simcha. So, I asked, but what are you having two exeris akashas for that? One is v'zavachta v'achalta, so you can't do it on Erev Yontif, and the other one is acht, which is a miut. So the answer is because Vayisach Sameach is a ribui. Ach Sameach is a ribui. So you might think, like Aaron said, that the ribui will override the Ve'achalta V'zavachta. And it'll be an exceptional case. So the Gemara says that's a cumbersome formulation. So Occam's razor would demand a simplification. So the way to simplify it is to say that one ribui is not overriding another exeris hakasav, but everything is in conformity, it is in unison. So therefore, we would say that it's l'rabos leila yomtov acharon, because if you're going to say l'rabos leila yomtov rishon, so then and the ach is a miyut for shmini. So then you're going to have a situation where the vizavachta v'achalta is going to be totally discarded in this case. It's going to be an exceptional case. So rather than thinking that's not clear thinking, because it's cumbersome. You're saying there's a ribui, knocks out the standard, and then you have a miut, which knocks out something else. More mistava is to say that the ribui is not the ach cholak is not sosa the ribui. I mean the ribui. I'm sorry. More mistava is to say that the ribui is not sosa the achalta v'zavachta. There's no stira. That Allah remains in place always. They need shkita b'shas achila, and the ribui will throw over to lele shmini aseres, and everything is very smooth. That's the pshat nigmar, right? I just want to get the pshat. Okay. So what does Gemara say?
Low.
No raya.
Because the Tony Taimel, Mavri Yisur Avos Lele Yantav Acha and Lotzi Lele Yantav Arishon, Mavri Lele Yantav Acha and Sheyesh Sim Chalafonav and Lotzi Lele Yantav Arishon and Shein Sim Chalafonav.
Shein Sim Chalafonav, okay. All right, so what is Rashi?
Kol Sheyesh Sim Chalafonav, Kol Yimu Ya Yom Ilos Velele Sakha.
That's weird.
You think
it meant that day, right?
Kol yamos v'leilos v'chag. So Rashi holds that there's a chi of simcha b'layla. Okay, so now, so we're left with one question. The question was the shivas. That shivas is a miyut. So how could you spill over into the leil shmini? That's going to be 8 days. Vayer vayvoker. What? In other words, what are you going to do with the shivas? Shivas tells you you can't have more than seven.
Oh, but still, you have 7 full days now.
Now I have what?
You have 7 full days of simcha now. Because you took out the first night.
Right, but it could be only 7.
Yeah, you only have 7.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying it's 7 full days when you start to count from the day.
Yeah, it's like better. As opposed to having half a day in that night and half a day the next day, you have 7 full days of simcha.
It's like human days. We start in the morning.
Yeah, like a
because kachim, the yom of kachim starts in the morning. That's true.
Right.
The yom of kachim starts in the morning. So you mean, so that's where you have your 7 full days. Not more. Of course, the night is not there. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, that's not there.
So, Leil Shemini is reflecting on Sukkos. It's really part of the Shabbos Yom of Sukkos. That's what you're talking about.
In terms of Simcha, it's the Simcha of Sukkos.
So, that's where I was grappling. So, which one is it? Is it the 7 days of Vayev Rekhokir or 7 days of Yom Valayla?
That's what the Gemara is grappling. Okay.
So
what's the sort of sheyesh simcha
l'fon? How do you have a karma on the male of Shemini
and it counts as reflecting on Yom Tov? So more cool it, and the more the Yom Kol, you also have that at night, because Shemini was young and you have to watch 7 complete days.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
If Shemini Atzeres wasn't a hachad,
right.
would you have to have 7 complete days, mm-hmm. Would you have it at night?
No, I want to, I hear what you're asking, but I want to more generally understand the svara of Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav. Yeah, what's the svara? So I think the svara is straight. What it means is, Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav means that you don't abruptly stop the Simcha Sachai. You don't abruptly stop it. So you mamshich it into the next night. Okay? That's the svara. So one svara is that you don't abruptly stop it. The other svara is that you need it for Yom V'Layla of the 7 days. Because every day has a Simcha B'Layla too. So you see, the halacha is yom v'layla. So this way you're going to be missing what? The layla of the yom rishon. So the question, that's the question. Do I say that it's that I should be ma'abed the first day because I want to have the yom v'layla of each day? Or do I say no, that I don't do that because I, more important is that we shouldn't abruptly stop the simcha. That you don't abruptly stop the simcha. So therefore you spill over into the night. The simcha spills over into the night. But you have two opposing svaras. It's interesting. I would say the first svara is better. That just like every day has a yom v'layla, so the first day should also have a yom v'layla. Why should the first day be lacking?
It does. It just has a layla shalachar.
No, why can't you say that? You still want the simcha at night.
There's the yom and the layla that follow
the other way.
You're saying the prior night?
In other words, the layla that you have during the moed is not a halacha of the layla of the yom. What?
It's not of the yom which it precedes.
That's right. It's not of the yom which it precedes. Because then I would say that you should go by the first day, because right. Why should you make the first day yosem? Right.
Right?
So the answer is no. That the layla is really a kiyum in the yom. That the simchas hayom shouldn't stop. And you shouldn't stop the simchas hayom abruptly. So therefore you should spill over into the layla. But it's not because the yom v'layla of the next day. It's because of the simchas hayom of the first day that it shouldn't stop abruptly when it comes to layla. It should continue. So that's why it works out with Shemini Atzeret. That's
right.
So the Gemara's Chakira really is a nice Chakira. What is the Laila of the Yom? Is it a Kiyum in the Yom? So then I have to say that it's really Yom Rishon. But if it's simply because you mamshich the Simcha of the Yom into the Laila because you don't want to stop, so then the first Laila you don't need it. Because ain't some kolafanov,
right?
In other words, is the laila a laila vayer vayvoker? The kedusha sayom of yom rishon. The kedusha sayom of yom rishon begins the minute balel. Leil yom tov rishon. So is it the Kedusha Sayom? So if that's the case, so then you should have to do it the Yom V'Layla, and the first one should conform to that. But if you say that there's no halacha of Layla V'Yom, it's not because of the Kedusha Sayom, the Simcha, but the Simcha is really a Chovas Korban Hayom. So then what's the Layla? The Layla is you shouldn't abruptly stop the Simcha. You should keep going.
Is that every laila or just
every laila that has a day? The simchas hayom should be nimshach balaila. So that's what the Gemara finally decides.
And that you can only have by Shemini Atzeres, not by Pesach, because there's no kedushas hayom after Pesach.
Right.
Is kedushas hayom.
That's correct.
Right.
That's the final svar in this Gemara here. That's the final svar in this Gemara here, that it's not halacha. Simchas Laila is not halacha in the Kedushas Hayom of the Yomim. It's a halacha in the simcha shel yom that's nimshach balayla. That's good. That's good.
Or laila is nimshach.
It's really a kiyum in the simcha shel yom. But the simcha shel yom doesn't stop. It's nimshach balayla. That's
really
good.
Part of the definition of Shemini Atzeres.
Right.
Hashem said, you know,
the Rashi says, interesting, yeah, Eliyah noticed this Rashi, that he says, Sheyesum Kalafanov Kol Yemos Velelo Sachar. He doesn't say the Yom HaShvi of the Sukkos. So apparently what Rashi's saying is, that the simcha increases quantitatively. It's one continuum of simcha.
Right.
It's one continuum. It's not. It's not that every day has its own simcha. It's one continuum of the simcha sachad. So therefore, it builds. So the last night is mamshich the whole simcha sachad. That's a Rashi. An interesting Rashi. I mean, he put some thought into this.
Since the simple bills, you should add it on at the end?
Yeah, in other words, you're not mafsik the Simcha Sachag on Leil Shmini. You have the whole Simcha Sachag in back of you. Because the Simcha bills, it's not just the one day of Shvi.
Right.
It's a continuum. It's a continuum. That's a Rashi. He's going out of his way here to teach us the concept that it's a continuum.
But the simple show is young, using that builds up. And that's why you don't want to end it at the very peak of it.
So the more it is, the more reason not to stop.
Because the whole continuum will be lacking.
Right.
You're lacking the whole
thing. That's right. He had the whole simple sachag, so you're going to stop it abruptly. So you really, it's a violation of the whole Simcha Sachag, not just the Yom HaShvi.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable Rashi.
It's a big lack.
Yes. It's an unbelievable Rashi. I mean, Rashi, you see his genius. I mean, how he thought over it. It was amazing.
Mm. Right. I mean, on Pesach, you don't have this because Pesach is not the Siman of Simcha.
That's right. That's right.
What?
Pesach, because you don't... Because in the Migdash there was a special simcha on Sukkos,
right.
And that simcha, right?
The simcha of Hashkacha, Hashem, of May Hashem,
right?
Right.
Yeah, and that's one continuum.
But on Pesach, you have it during the nights, just not the last night, or are you saying you don't have it on the night?
Well, you have this at all. Maybe you don't even have this at all. You have this like 7-day continuum.
Good question. I don't know.
It's a phenomenon.